and welcome to Vicky and Stuff, a podcast about my accountability and any other interest that might pop up. Still trying to figure out what day I'd like to post this. I'm doing this a little more off the cuff. Last time I had a little bit of a script, but now I don't. We'll start off with my goals that I set for last week. As far as my weight loss, I have tried to eat a little healthier. My anniversary was this weekend, and I ended up making a 5-course meal. It included a salad and French onion soup. I guess that's sort of okay. But it also included steak and chocolate cream pie. So, and hors d'oeuvres, because you had to have the appetizer. I didn't exercise last week because I wasn't feeling well. I wasn't feeling well when I recorded the podcast. But I did work out on Tuesday, and yesterday I did something to my knee. So I did not work out today. I will probably go to yoga this weekend, probably on Sunday, because on Saturday I might be going to the local women's march. As far as reading, I did get one book finished. I did finish... I did finish Before the Coffee Gets Cold. I'll talk about that in a little bit. The Night Circus, so many people have recommended this book, and I don't know, it's been kind of a slog for me to get slogging through it. I've been slogging through it. Really hard to read for me. I don't know why. Like, people seem to think that this book is pretty awesome. But, I've been having some problems getting through it myself. So, that is, I may abandon that book and go for another book. I might come back to that later. As far as the podcast, like I said, I'm still trying to figure out what day I want to post this on. Part of it is having some time to myself to record the podcast and having time to edit it. It really doesn't take any time to edit. I'm using Anchor and my phone, so it literally takes, like, nothing at all. I want to talk about Before the Coffee Gets Cold, and there will be spoilers here. That is the book that I actually got through this week, and I do a combination of reading and audiobooks when I can, just because I want to get some stuff, you know, I get bored at work, so I need stuff to keep me occupied, and I can't always read at home, so did a little bit of reading it and did a little bit of audiobook. Now, doing the audiobook was, I only really read the first chapter at home, or the first couple chapters. Basically, the first chapters that I read were, it wasn't that sad, so... I won't tell too much about the beginning of it, but basically you sit in this chair and you have a cup of coffee and you can go back to a point in time as long as it involves the, cafe that that the story takes place in. So you can go back in time any day in the cafe, and, the first one, a woman just wants to go back to the previous week and try to, redo a conversation she had with her boyfriend. You go back, you can't change anything. She just wanted to let him know that she didn't want him to leave. He was going out of the country for a job. And that one was fine. I was like, okay. The second one, like, So I listened to everything else at work, and I got that all done in, like, one day. You know, one shift. And the second person that goes back in time is a woman whose husband has Alzheimer's, and she wants to go back and talk to him just once more before, you know, his mind goes. And the point she does this is because he finally forgets who she is and doesn't know that she's his wife. So that already got me a little choked up. And then she goes back in time and meets him, and she realizes that he knew that he was sick way earlier than originally thought. And he said, "I have this letter for you." And she reads the letter, and it's basically him telling her, you know, if it gets too hard, just leave me. So I started crying, and I'm crying at work, by the way. Just crying at work, you know, and I'm trying really hard not to sob, and, you know, I'm just, you know, when you're at work, like, I work in a factory, I mean, I sit at an industrial sewing machine all day, and really, you know, crying at work is probably frowned upon. In fact, people might think something's wrong, and it's like, I don't know how to tell them, it's just so sad, and it's all the feels, and so, you know, I perk up a little bit. And then the next one, a woman wants to go back, like, a few days before her sister died, because she had been ghosting her sister for, like, months or maybe even years. And she just wanted to tell her sister that, you know, she loved her and all that other stuff. And that was another, that one wasn't as bad. That one was fine. I did cry at that a little bit. The last one, though, the owner of the, co-owner of the cafe, she's pregnant, but she has a weak heart, and she'll probably die giving birth to the baby, and she realizes this, and she makes the choice that she wants to give birth to the baby. And then, so then they realize, hey, you know, everybody's always gone to the past, and we always say you can go time traveling, and everybody assumes it's the past, but can you go to the future? And so she decides to go to the future so she can meet her daughter, and it's just like, oh my god, it was so sad, you know, her meeting her daughter, you know, just realizing she's going to get this very short period of time, because she only has until, you know, coffee gets cold, obviously. But, it's a really interesting book, and I think I saw that maybe there was a sequel, so we'll see how that goes. I thought I saw that there was a sequel, maybe I just imagined it, I don't know, I would have to double check. But if there is a sequel, I will definitely read it, and I will definitely cry some more, probably. As far as my interest this week, it's mostly been the book. I've been watching, like, a lot of BookTube, and, like, I like all these people that, you know, they mostly talk about, you know, like, you know, how many books they've read or how many pages they get in a day, and 24-hour readathons. And I've been kind of like, you know, I feel the pressure there that, you know, when I want to read and I wanted to, you know, document it like I am on here, it feels a little like, you know, I feel like less than, I guess. And I really shouldn't compare myself to other people. You should never compare yourself to other people. You are your own person, and, you know, other people are other people. So, yeah. I guess another interest I've had this week is my puppy, my Sadie. She just winked at me. So, I have two dogs, I guess, yeah, I know. I'm talking about you. I have two dogs. I'll put pictures up on them on Instagram after I post this. I have Sadie. She's, they said she was a Chihuahua mix, but she is, I think she's just a little mutt, isn't her? Her's a little mutt. Because she kind of looks like a little tiny pit bull, but she has a curly tail like a pug. But she kind of has, like, you know, like those short-haired Chihuahuas kind of, she's black, but she kind of, her hair kind of has this, a similar feel to that, like, you know, very short and kind of thin. And the other one is Levon, and he is Minpin mix, and she's his, and he's her big brother. But, let's see, what other interests have I had this week? I've been, like I said, it's mostly been the books. I've been, following a couple people on YouTube that are going back to college, and it kind of makes me wish I hadn't dropped out of college. It's like, I want to be there studying and writing essays, even though I can't write essays. But, so, I think, I'm gonna set the goal for this week. My son's after school program isn't gonna be in next week, so I will have to, move my workout times, because I normally work out after I get off work, and he's in his after school program, so I'll probably have to work out after dinner. So, I'll, do the two workouts a week, and then I'll do the yoga on Saturday or Sunday. I will find a book to finish. If you have any book recommendations, find me on Instagram, or I'm on Twitter. I haven't really done anything on Twitter yet. I think I've shared my last podcast episode. I think that's going to be it for this week. If you like this podcast, or if you don't like this podcast, I could always use some constructive criticism. Just leave a comment, leave a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this at. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at vickyandstuff@gmail.com. That's Vicky with a Y. And I'm also Vicky and Stuff on Instagram and on Twitter. So, that's it. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week.